people on a ferry than it is on an airplane. If we get back to traveling, even if it's a modified version. But regardless, you know, at some point we'll come out on the other side of this and we need our ferries, as we all know. And so the conversation was about providing or passing a resolution so that we can send this on to the state, or specifically the governor, on how the school district in Petersburg feels. So we drafted with a kind of lots of help from Irene and Erica, a resolution that kind of covers that. And I wanted to we wanted to bring it to you as a board tonight. We can edit it tonight as well, see about passing it, if that's if everybody, you know, of course we have a majority that agrees with it, and then we'll send it on from there. So to begin, I will go ahead and make a motion to approve the resolution 2021-1, adequate funding for the Alaska Marine Highway System. Could I have a second?
I'll second.
Motion's been made and seconded, and now we can have a discussion. Hopefully everybody had a chance to read it before the meeting tonight. Does anybody have any questions or comments?
And we modeled this after, you know, we discussed it a little bit at the meeting in March. This is modeled after the CERC, the board, the Southeast Regional Resource Center, that the board that all of us Southeast superintendents serve on. So we, the CERC, decided to put together a resolution to this effect as well, just encompassing all of the communities in Southeast impacted. And of course, that was another hit that the governor did in his vetoes, was to reduce the funding again for the ferries. So, you know, we kind of got derailed on this conversation, of course, in the midst of everything else that was going on. But, you know, hopefully, like Sarah said, we're looking back at this, or looking toward this, I guess. You know, if we get things kind of back up and running next year in the fall. And Jamie Cabral helped with this as well. We asked for his feedback with, as the Southeast Region 5 president. I don't know if you want to weigh in at all, Jamie, on that, but there was this down on this one particular section, just talking about the 40% increase in student transportation costs across Southeast Alaska, owing to students' participation in athletic and co-curricular events. And then there was actually, there is a statistic in there about not figured into this average. One district estimates a 400% increase in costs because of their location and the access that they don't have to other means of transportation.
Wow.
Crazy.
Does anybody see any edits or changes, or comfortable with how it's worded and presented in terms of, you know, ready to be voted on? Okay, hearing none, I'll go ahead and motion's been made and seconded to for the resolution 2020-1, adequate funding for the Alaska Marine Highway System. Irene, can you please call the roll?
Yes. Sarah Holmgren?
Yes.
Jay Lister?
Yes.
Cheryl File?
Yes.
Katie Holmland?
Yes.
Meg Litster?
Yes.
Maria Funt?
Yes.
Yeah. Motion passes 5-0. Thank you. And then we'll figure out a way. I'll sign electronically, assuming I'm still president. Okay, moving on to, let's see, transportation bid. So we had our, it's every 5 years, we have our transportation bids. We're due by Friday, April 3rd at 5 p.m. in the district office, and we received one proposal. So I will make a motion to award the 2020 to through 2025 Petersburg Schools Pupil Transportation Contract to Keene Services in the amount of $1,238 total daily cost. Can I have a second?
I'll second.
Okay, Katie seconds. Motion's been made and seconded. Now we can have a discussion. So hopefully everybody had a chance to look at the two, the document that was attached, bid. This still includes, I believe, the kindergarten run Monday through Thursday. And assuming we are back to our brick and mortar school style versus electronic, and I would assume if we aren't, that we might, that we are continuing maybe a similar style that we're doing right now with delivery of items through the bus system and utilizing this contract that way.
And the nice thing about having the daily rate like that in that sense is that there's some room for kind of, I don't know, working within that, like what's happened right now with the way that we're operating. You know, you can factor in mileage and you can factor in, you know, all those different kinds of things. So it, and they've been great, like during this whole closure, they were right up, you know, Kurt was right in there wanting to do whatever they could do to be helpful in the situation. So they've been a responsive and they've been a great partner for us.
So on their proposal, they did ask for a waiver on the performance bond. And has that been?
Yeah, that's
permitted.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And that's been our practice with them.
Okay. In the past. Okay. I didn't know if that was a question for Susan Erickson or.
No.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Does anybody have any questions or comments? Okay. Seeing none, then motion's been made and seconded to approve the 2020 through 2025 Petersburg Schools Pupil Transportation Contract as Stikeen Services. Irene, can you please call the roll?
Yes. Cheryl File?
Yes.
Jay Lister?
Yes.
Sarah Holmgren?
Yes.
Meg Lister?
Yes.
Katie Homeland?
Yes.
Maria Funt?
Yes.
Okay. Motion passes 5-0. Next, we move on to non-tenured 2021 teacher contracts. So contracts for non-tenured teachers, Heidi Cabral, Hillary Mullen, Mick Petruski, Jenna Turner, Shannon Vandervest Whitaker, and
Iwana,
sorry, Iwana, if you're listening, I stumble on your first name all the time, Ward, are all our teachers that are not fully tenured at this point. So I'll make a motion to approve the 2021 non-tenured teacher contracts as listed. In a second. Did somebody second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Cheryl. Cheryl has seconded. Motion's been made and seconded, and I don't, Erica, I don't know if you want to add to anything or not, but.
Nope, I don't think so. They've all had great evaluations, and these are on their kind of first year. Heidi's with us this first year, and she's been a rock star in special ed, and Juana's been fabulous. Mick, yeah, it's a great crew, so we're happy to have them with us another year.
Great. Okay. Motions have made and seconded for the contracts list. Irene, please call the roll.
Katie Homeland.
Yes.
Meg Litster.
Yes.
Sarah Holmgren.
Yes.
Cheryl File.
Yes.
Jay Lister.
Yes.
Maria Funt.
Yes.
Thank you. Motion passes 5-0. Thank you. Next, we are on our exempt contracts for 2021. Contracts for exempt employees, Director of Finance, Karen Morrison, and Director of Food Service, Carly Johnson McIntosh. I'll make a motion to approve those two exempt contracts as stated. Can I have a second?
I'll second.
Oh, I have two.
I think it was Cheryl. Was Cheryl first? I can't remember.
Okay.
Okay, motion's been made and seconded. Any comments except for thank you both very much for all the extra work that's been going on for the past 6 weeks.
Absolutely.
More than just usual. So any other comments or questions? Okay, hearing none. Irene, can you please call the roll?
Yes. Sarah Holmgren.
Yes.
Jay Lister.
Yes.
Carol File.
Yes.
Katie Homeland.
Yes.
Meg Litster.
Yes.
Maria Funt.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, motion passes 5-0. Okay, moving on to number 6, we have the certified staff resignation acceptance. The board recognizes the resignation of Christine Wallace, middle school special ed teacher, and Deanna Dahlberg, sixth grade certified teachers, effective the end of the 2019-20 school year, as accepted by the superintendent on behalf of the board per our board policy 4117.2. And I will say it's sad to see both of them go. They both have worked at the district for a very long time, and they're going to be sorely missed, I'm sure, by staff as well as students. But we wish them both the best in their future plans, whatever they may be. And so I'm assuming the process will start, if it hasn't already, for replacing them, unless we have more. You're thinking it needs to be, I hate to see more attrition happening, but.
Yeah, they've both been posted. They were posted last week, so.
Okay.
Yeah, Rick just made a comment in the chat box. It said nearly 50 years of teaching experience leaving the sixth grade hallway between them. Yeah, all the best. It's true.
Wow.
Yeah, that is amazing. Amazing.
Well, thanks to both of them. Yeah. Okay. Moving on to Senate Bill 6, the Alaska Reads Act, preschool planning. Superintendent Clint Painter will lead a discussion on the district's position regarding the Alaska Reads Act. I don't know how much traction this is actually getting still with COVID-19 in our way.
Exactly. So I think the reason I think Sarah and I touched on this a little bit when we were setting the agenda, and then it's also kind of been a factor in what we're looking at for staffing as well. So the REITS Act is still sort of sitting in finance, and it's still, you know, the plan is, I believe it probably will still move forward and pass. I don't know exactly what it will end up looking like on the other side, but I do believe it will go forward. So there's some issues, you know, related to that on the other side with implementation. But the other part of that is the big component of it that was kind of weighing in with our community conversation and also with our planning for our special education teachers in the elementary school in particular, had to do with looking at the preschool, the conversation about preschool. So at this point, and Heather and I've talked quite a bit about this, and she can weigh in, and I know I talked to Sarah, you know, we were like, well, here we go, you know, let's start slow, let's do this, let's work within, let's, you know, and I think at this point, if we're, you know, where we are right now, trying to ramp up to something, with everything that's going on and with the unknown about the fall, I really am recommending that we put it on hold, put the preschool on hold. Our special ed services for preschool children, however, will probably look somewhat different. That conversation had already started before the Alaska Reads Act. So we had already discussed some possibilities of looking at offering services more within the school setting and trying to help Barb Mariford's schedule be a little less frazzled, trying to run to all the different preschools. So many schools in lots of different communities, that's one way that they try to offer their services. So there's some conversation already happening within that. I don't know if Heather wants to weigh in at all on that. Are you there, Heather? Okay. But that was some discussion that we had about the preschool. So my recommendation is that we put the halt on that at this point and revisit that conversation next year. The other thing is one of the parts of that was adding another special ed teacher to the elementary staff to help with that whole process. We have already gone through one hiring cycle, and we ended up, the person that we wanted to offer the position to took a position in another district. So even looking for an additional special education teacher in the elementary school, we are going to have to start that process over. And then now we're looking for another one in the middle school. So I think staffing wise, we need to pull back a little on that preschool hiring right now is going to be challenging with all this and travel restrictions and everything else. People are, the hiring process is challenging right now. So that's my recommendation about that. I don't know if you guys have any other questions or thoughts about it, or what you're thinking.
Yeah, I would think it would. It seems like the plates got really full on an already pretty full plate to begin with, and then adding this to it or including this would be make for a very, very difficult to scramble and get organized. And then there's always the possibility we're not even back in our brick and mortar building in the fall, which I hate to even consider. But who knows?
Right.
You know, and then add this dilemma that it's like, it does seem like to push the pause button at least for maybe 8 months, 9 months, you know, till maybe January next year, and then see what the world is like.
Right.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Anybody else have any comments or questions? Okay. All right. Okay. We'll move on then to reorganization of the board. As we know, Mara Latomsky resigned, and as I was the vice president, or am the vice president, then just taking over that duty. We need to elect a president as well as, and if I do it, then we would also need someone to be vice president. So I am fine being president until the fall elections, and then whatever happens at the elections, we can reorganize again, unless someone really wants to be president between now and then, and I am fine with that too. I'll stay in as VP if anybody wants to try it out or do it. Okay.
I would like to ask Sarah to continue on as president for now, because it is a little bit harder to do things when this is just, I don't know, unless Meg wants to, because she has been in that position. I think she was the vice president, wasn't she?
She did both, I think.
I think right now, if you wouldn't mind, Sarah, to stay as president, I would appreciate it.
Yeah, okay. I think that would be really good considering everything going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't mind doing that. And then maybe we can, if someone wants to just fill in as vice president, and then of course with the October elections, we can reorganize at that point too, again, if anybody has strong feelings about fulfilling a specific role. Okay. Jay, Katie, you guys have any strong opinions or feelings or comments?
I think you're doing a great job.
I wasn't fishing for a compliment, but thank you. I just wanted to make sure there isn't anybody else who feels strongly about it. I'm happy to step aside.
I feel strongly you're doing a good job.
I do too.
Oh, I love it.
Okay. So I don't know. I care. Did we figure that out, Irene, with Timmy, that we still have to do a little mini election? I can't remember.
She said just to take a vote on the final who's going to do what. So
okay.
Yeah. So we still need.
I guess a motion from someone.
I make a motion that Sarah Holmgren stays president of Petersburg School Board until fall. How's that?
I'll second that.
Okay. Motion's been made and seconded. Irene, can you call the roll?
Yes. Jay Lister.
Yes.
Katie Holmlin.
Yes.
Sarah Holmgren.
Yes.
Cheryl File.
Yes.
Meg Litster.
Yes.
Maria Funt.
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Thank you. Now we need to fill my VP position. Anybody have a strong opinion about Katie, Jay, or Meg?
So my only strong opinion is just coming back on, I would not like to volunteer for that for that role as the not so new newbie.
I'm not totally opposed to the idea of doing it, but I would obviously need quite a bit of guidance, because I mean I've never obviously done it before, but I'm not opposed to the idea.
Okay, well then I'm going to unless Jay you care, I'll go.
Nope, I'm fine.
Okay, I'll make a motion to appoint Katie as the vice president.
I'll second.
Okay, motion's been made and seconded. Irene, can you call the roll?
Yes. Meg Litster?
Yes.
Katie Holmlin?
Yes.
Sarah Holmgren?
Yes.
Cheryl File?
Yes.
Jay Lister?
Yes.
Maria Font?
Yes.
Thank motion you. Passes 5-0. Thank you, Katie. I guess we'll probably only have a handful, well, four more board meetings, and then we'll potentially shuffle again in October unless everybody's comfortable in the roles. And yeah, thank you. All right, we'll move on then to number 9. Special education bids were due by Friday, April 3rd, 2020, so just last week or so, at 5 p.m. The district received two responsive proposals, the bid for speech-language therapy at $25,290.25 and education psychology for $22,454.50 are awarded to CERC. The bid for occupational therapy at $11,700 and physical therapy for $5,500 were awarded to Petersburg Medical Center. So I will make a motion to approve the fiscal year 21 Petersburg School. How do you pronounce it? Interim? Is that, am I pronouncing that right? Special education contract to CERC in the total amount of $47,744.75 and to Petersburg Medical Center in the total amount of $17,200. Could I have a second?
I'll second.
Okay, Katie, second. Any discussion, Erica, if you, or I guess not Karen, maybe Erica, if you can.
Yeah, and Bridget's on here too, if there's any questions. Oh, but basically, okay. Great. Basically what we did this year, and this really kind of came out of our audit last year, we hadn't done anything wrong technically, but they really kind of were asking about just how we, you know, get proposals or bids for the services that we provide for special education. And, you know, in the past, we've always used CERC. That's, you know, Southeast Regional Resource Center. They're the ones that they provide those services to us, and they come to us several times a year, and we have a contract. We've been trying to, you know, do a little more branching out if possible. And the hospital has requested, you know, has been interested in potentially putting in some proposals as well, as they've expanded some of their occupational therapy and physical therapy and that sort of thing. So we put it out to bid, and then we received, you know, bids back. And then, so you go through a rubric process and look at what they offer, and CERC, I'm sorry, the medical center doesn't have an option for doing educational psychology testing. So that goes to CERC, and we're happy with the person that we work with currently. So that's great. And then speech language as well, that's going to go with CERC because Medical Center didn't put in a proposal for that, which is fine. But they did put in proposals for occupational therapy and physical therapy, and they were reasonable proposals, and they have great people in both of those positions. So we've been working with Brady Axmaker. She's the physical therapist. We've worked with her for several years now, and that's been a great partnership. Nice to have somebody local. And then now we're going to work, this would be our, or we're proposing, if you approve it, to work with the occupational therapy department here locally as well. And so we're excited to see how that might work with Jessica Baker is the occupational therapist there. So it allows a little more flexibility with when they're on site. Otherwise with CERC, you know, they come in 3 times a year and it's like this mad dash, you know, of testing and 4 days of really intense, you know, and having somebody here could allow for a little more flexibility, maybe meeting with people more every couple weeks, or, you know, having a little more feedback on a regular basis. So we're excited about it. Bridget, I don't know if you have anything else to add. Nope.
I think you summed it up perfectly.
That's pretty much, yeah. Okay. Thank you. And thanks, Bridget, for all your work on that.
Okay. If anybody has, so it was just kind of, I guess, it's nice that we can have those, some of those services that are actually here in Petersburg, and it's not necessarily someone traveling from out of town.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. absolutely.
Okay, anybody else have any
questions? I think it's nice too that we're going locally, because there's families that are already going to see these on their own, you know, on their own time, and the OT and stuff. And so just having that consistent face and that same person working with the kids, I think is really going to benefit them. So I'm excited about it.
Yeah, it'll be great.
I have a quick comment. I don't know whether or not it makes any difference, and it didn't really occur to me prior to the meeting, but I thought I would just point out that I do work at Petersburg Medical Center. I believe I can vote on this, but didn't have any knowledge of the contracts or no part in that negotiation process or whatever that looks like prior. Just thought I would throw out there, though, that I am an employee there, so that there's full transparency.
Thanks, Meg.
Yeah, thank you. Okay. Any other questions or concerns? If not, motion's been made and seconded to approve the 2021 Petersburg Schools itinerant special education contracts to CERC in the amount of $47,744.75 and to Petersburg Medical Center in the total amount of $17,200. Irene, can you please call the roll?
Yes. Sarah Holmgren.
Yes.
Katie Holmland.
Yes.
Jay Lister.
Yes.
Carol File.
Yes.
Meg Litster.
Yes.
Maria Funt.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thanks. Motion passes 5-0. Next, number 17, we have any additional comments from board members?
I have one.
Sure.
Our teachers are doing an awesome job, but it's great. When you call a parent and tell them that your kid is not in school, please make sure you're calling the right person or even a family member. I had someone text, not even a family member, that my son wasn't in school yesterday. So if you could just make sure that you get the right people. That's all.
We need to check Power School.
We need to check that. So
anyway, that's good. Good
information. I'll let you know.
I just have one question about this. The classes, are they pass fail right now, or are they still being graded in spring?
I'll let Rick talk about that.
Yeah, Jay, we are, especially the high school level, going to continue on with regular grades. Pass fails, I know that some districts are going totally to that. That's a pretty big change for us. And we've been talking a lot about grading recently, and I know kids, with something ASB talked about today, was, you know, careful of the workload, but we're still hearing the kids want a bar, and they still want the expectation of the schedule. A pass would mean a kid could drop pretty low and still just get the same old grade as, you know, as if they had an A, you know, kind of an A to C range. So no one has really been in favor of that in the high school. Middle schools discuss a little bit for electives, like maybe PE classes or band, or especially like X-Tech, where they're not able to really do what they'd like to accomplish if we could be hands-on and in the shop or in the pool or something like that. So that's been the only discussion we've had with staff so far.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And I just want to say thank you to all the educators and the staff. I know it's been said a lot, but it's pretty impressive what's happening and making life easier, hopefully, for a lot of families, that you're all still there supporting us. So thank you.
Thank you, Katie.
In discovering what a terrible teacher you actually are as a parent.
Oh, no. Hey, speak for yourself, Sarah. This isn't my week. I'm good.
Oh, Katie, you're a certified teacher, too.
I'm just constantly reminded how much we love public school here on, you know, that's who we are. We love our public schools.
My second grader has told me more than once that I am not Mrs. Martin.
Well, and I really,
Martin is nicer.
The elementary staff stepping up for the reading challenge too, and embracing silly moments to give the kids positive memories and good memories to look back on this situation is a really powerful thing. And I really appreciate it.
Yes, I know. That's an excellent point. Yes, it's been quite entertaining and we appreciate it. So middle school, high school teachers, we want to see you guys doing some crazy stuff.
The challenge has been laid down, Mr. Dormer.
Got to get our kids reading then, it sounds like, even more.
Love it.
I have to say, as a middle school and high school parent, that has been the easiest, you know, like Rick said earlier, obviously they're already sort of set up for that. Kids are used to distance learning with sports travel and other sorts of travel, but that's been so smooth and the kids are able to work so independently. It's really impressive. And as a parent of four, makes life a lot easier that they're really able to get those schedules with the kids and they're doing their thing without needing a lot of adult input on our end, which is really, really impressive and cool.
I'd have to second that with the sixth grader. It's been a lot easier than I had anticipated. And I think that has a lot to do with the preparation that went into that spring break week when administrative staff were working hard and technology, but also just the teachers themselves. So thank you. Okay, any other comments? We'll move on to upcoming dates and meeting announcements. At this point, we don't really, no meetings together, face-to-face. We'll obviously have our board meeting again next month in a similar fashion, because this seems to have worked pretty well. Hopefully it worked well for KFSK and the pilot as well. And anybody who wanted to, you know, is still able to listen in on by the radio. And anything that gets decided through, I would think, for graduation or baccalaureate or anything like that, that's still kind of in the planning stages.
Yeah.
And I would have think things would go out by the usual methods of email and website and social media. So
we do want to hear from our board members though. I know, especially Mr. J. Lister, but board members, you have a good voice and wear a couple different hats there. We'd love to hear ideas and thoughts. Just reach out.
Yeah. Yeah, there's two of you that are senior parents.
Two.
Oh, it's Harold. I'm sorry. Miss Lyle, of course, she's in our parent. Sorry. Yes.
Okay. Any other future agenda items that anybody wants to see on the next month that isn't on here now? Okay. Any other new business that we need to discuss? Okay. Seeing none, I'll make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second.
Okay. Cheryl seconds. Irene, can you please call the roll?
Sorry Irene. About that. Jay Lister?
Yes.
Sarah Holmgren?
Yes.
Meg Litster? Meg?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Katie Holman?
Yes.
Cheryl File?
Yes.
Maria Fund?
Yes.
Thank you.
Great. Motion passes 5-0. Thank you, everybody. And thank you, Maria, for staying on this whole time. Wow. And all the extended staff. Have a good evening.
Thank you.
Listening to a live broadcast of the Petersburg School Board, a virtual meeting online. And coming up next, we have Ebb Tide Music, Julie Spiegelmeyer, your curator for this show over the next hour and a half. Later on this evening, Thistle and Shamrock at 9 o'clock and the World Cafe at 10 o'clock, followed by the BBC World Service broadcast live from London. just about 47 minutes past 7 in the evening. You're listening to KFSK in Petersburg. Enjoy the music.
Stone age stone, you fly.